welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Baptism. Many people have questions about baptism. Baptism is a proclamation. Someone has compared it to writing a check. When we write a check, we are in effect proclaiming that we have money in the bank. Here is some of it. Baptism proclaims that we have the Lord Jesus in our lives as our Savior. It is an outward sign of an inward change. Buried in baptism is chapter 6 in our course, Lessons for Christian Living. If you would like this entire course in book form, be sure to have pen and paper in hand at the close of this broadcast. We would encourage all of you to take notes, especially writing down the scripture references, so that you can read them over later. We'll be repeating those references twice to help you. Now, Lesson 6, Buried in Baptism. What is baptism? Who should be baptized? Before the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, He gave the Great Commission to His disciples. You'll find it in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. It was thus the Lord's desire that His servants go throughout the world with the gospel. They should baptize those who receive the message. Baptism is an ordinance instituted by the Lord Himself. The other ordinance is the Lord's Supper. Both ordinances remind us of the Lord's death for us on the cross. Now let's ask ourselves a couple of questions. First, how is the ordinance of baptism carried out? Second, what is the meaning of baptism? In order to find the true answer to the first, we shall turn to Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. That's Acts chapter 8, the 26th verse through the 39th verse. Please put that reference in your notes. Here we find a servant of the Queen of Ethiopia riding along in his chariot. He is reading the book of Isaiah, chapter 35 in the Old Testament. This man was a sincere seeker for the truth, and so God instructed his servant Philip to speak to him. Philip told him how the Lord Jesus Christ had died on Calvary so that sinners might be saved. The traveler believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. He then asked Philip if he could be baptized. Since the man had truly believed on Christ, Philip agreed to baptize him. The chariot was therefore halted near a body of water. Now notice verses 38 and 39 carefully. This is Acts 8, verses 38 and 39. And they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but went on his way rejoicing. Now what is the true significance of this ceremony which was carried out so simply along that eastern highway many years ago, and which continues to be performed to this day? While you're thinking about that, listen to this music, and then we'll study it together. If you'd like to read that whole passage, turn to Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We're continuing our studies in the course, Lessons for Christian Living. This is Lesson 6, and it's on the very important subject of baptism. We want to talk to you about the significance of the ceremony. Why is it that we still practice it today? First of all, it is an act of obedience to the expressed will of the Lord Jesus. Let's turn again to Matthew 28:19. By the way, these were some of the last words of the Lord Jesus during his earthly ministry. That reference again was Matthew 28:19. The Lord Jesus speaking, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit." The purpose of baptism is not to put away the filth of the flesh, but rather to give the Christian a good conscience toward God, knowing that he has obeyed the Lord's will. Only those who have heard and believed should be baptized. A good verse which indicates this is Acts 18:8. That's the 18th chapter of Acts and the 8th verse. "And Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with all his household, and many of the Corinthians, when they heard, were believing and being baptized." Our second point is that Romans 6:3-5 teaches that it is a symbol or picture of a spiritual truth. This is an important section, so let's turn to it and read it together. That's Romans 6:3-5. "Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." So we have here a picture of a spiritual truth. The water is a picture of judgment and death. When Christ died, he went under the waters of judgment and death to put away our sins. Since Christ died as a substitute for the believer, it is equally true that the believer died with the Lord Jesus. In other words, when Christ died, I died. When he was buried, I was buried. When he arose, I arose. Now that is an exciting truth. The Christian has died to sin, to the world, and to self. He has died to all that he was by nature. From now on, God no longer sees him in his sins, but sees him in Christ, risen from the dead, and possessing the resurrection life of Christ. The Apostle Paul put it this way in Galatians 2:20, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me." That was Galatians 2:20. It's a good one to memorize. From all of this, we see that when a Christian is baptized, he is making a public confession that he has taken his place with Christ in death and burial. And henceforth, he shall seek to show to all that he possesses the life of Christ. Here's a little story. It's a true story, and I think it illustrates this. Some years ago in India, a Brahmin believer in the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized. He came to the ceremony wearing, as all Brahmins do, the yajnapavita, or sacred thread hanging around his neck. Immediately after his baptism, as he came out of the water, he snapped the thread and threw it into the water in which he had been immersed, thereby signifying that the old life as a Brahmin had come to an end, and that he would henceforth walk in newness of life in Christ. The truly baptized person is the one who has not only been baptized in literal water, but whose life shows that the flesh, or the old nature, has been put to death. Baptism must be a matter of the heart, as well as an outward profession. In the early days of the church, when a believer was baptized, he was often persecuted or murdered in a short time. Yet whenever others were saved, they too stepped forward to fill up the ranks of the martyrs by being baptized. Even today in some lands, baptism is a signal for the beginning of terrible persecution. In many countries, a believer will be tolerated as long as he only confesses Christ with his lips. But whenever he publicly confesses Christ in baptism, the enemies of the cross take up their battle against him. Yet whatever the cost may be, each one who is baptized enjoys the experience that the Ethiopian eunuch did. It is written of him, he went on his way rejoicing. John 13:17 says, if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. That's John chapter 13 and the 17th verse. Yes, God has a blessing for those who know and obey his word. Thus we close lesson 6 on baptism. Remember, if you have a question, send it to us. Or just write us a letter. We would enjoy hearing from you. Stay tuned for our address and for information on how you can get this course, Lessons for Christian Living, in book form. You've been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.